Thank you all for listening to One Mic Stand. Do follow us on our Facebook and Instagram page. That is ONE_MICSTAND. Also, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts with the same name. And last but not least, to all our groupies, we could not have done it without your support and feedbacks. Fuck yeah.
Talib, I don't know, man, today. I've no idea what to ask our guest. You know why?
If that's the case, you can ask the guest to intro himself.
I have no questions prepared. I have nothing. The reason why is because there's two of them. I don't even know if I should ask the dummy or should I ask Mr. Joseph here.
Yep.
What should I do, Mr. Joseph?
Well, I think you can ask me. Not an issue. Yeah. Or you can ask me. No, I'm the one doing the job. No, I'm the one. Without me, you cannot talk. Without me, you cannot eat.
Okay. If only you all can see this, huh?
Wait a minute. What? What are we doing here? We are doing a podcast. Where's the camera? There's no camera.
We can't afford camera for now.
Yep.
Then what's the point?
Talib, no, what's one, the point, Talib?
Yeah, no one see your mouth. Yeah. So what's the point?
Do you want to go home or not?
No, it's okay. Since I'm here, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, why not you intro yourself?
Yeah, go ahead, introduce yourself. Hello. Yeah. Hello, Nani. Stop it. Yeah, hi, I'm Ading. Yes. My surname is Chow. Yes. Call me Chow Ading.
Welcome to the show, Chow Ading and Joseph, the ventriloquist.
Yeah, you can ignore him. Stop it.
It's an honor to have you on our podcast, Ading and Joseph.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
How are you guys doing, man?
Well, I'm doing fine. Well, I'm doing not fine. Why not? You locked me in a case for 6 months.
In a cave?
In a case for 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, case. I thought cave.
Cave? No, it's been in a case. Is it because of COVID or what?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, we know that. Uh-huh.
So you're practicing the 1 meter distancing?
I'm the 1 meter dogs.
Yeah. So anyways, how's things, Joseph?
Well, in the current situation, it's COVID. We are in phase 3. But phase 1 and phase 2 is quite bad for the entire event industry. Everything, when it's locked down, we have zero events and entertainment and things like that. So that affects all of us. Whether you are an MC or you are a magician or even your logistic doing sound or the setup, everyone got affected.
I like the fact that when you are talking, Abing is like looking at you and looking at us, and
he has that stare that I can't stand.
This is a stare.
So, shit, this Abing, should have been a video podcast.
Abing,
what?
Does your species also suffer during this COVID period?
Sorry, I'm very innocent.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you remember we were doing clean corner D. Oh yeah, correct.
So how do you go about, how do you start it anyway? How did it all started and having this partner of yours?
Okay, actually to give a bit of history, I took magic as a hobby. I started magic as a hobby when I was 10 years old and I started performing about 13. That was the time. And then 13, yes.
In secondary school?
In secondary school, yes. Okay. I was performing in Bookworm Club.
That was
many, many years ago. A deep 3 shows a day just to earn. And I got lucky because I was able to do the show there to gain some experience. At that time, I also get to work with another veteran ventriloquist in Singapore. His name is Patrick. So I consider him like my mentor.
Okay.
So he was he is a ventriloquist even till now. And during that time, I was helping out as an assistant. So I got fascinated by the way he did the show with the puppets and things like that. So I also like just trying for fun. I see how he do. So I just try to imitate how he do it. So I kind of try to figure out how it is done.
Yeah.
But not perfect. But I still try to have some fun with it. So I figure out how to talk without moving my lips. And then after that, of course, I had fun during army days using ventriloquism, but that's another story. After that, when I took a full-time job in IT as a programmer, and after 2 years, I decided that I would like to pursue what I love to do, which is magic. So I was a magician for a few years, and Actually, as a magician, there is a lot of competition. Actually, in Singapore, we have a lot. I mean, you throw a stone out there, somebody's a magician kind of thing.
You think there's any way to make like Ashraf disappear? Not?
Close your
like
eyes.
Right now.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Please do, please do. I really want to disappear from him.
No, but okay, you're saying that you actually did shows in the army and things like that. Is there like an instance whereas, you know, the guy on the last... the one who calls 13 and 2 blank file, are you one of those guys that just create something out of nothing?
Okay, what happened was we're all in sedia position.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're all standing because we're waiting for, don't know, what was it? We're waiting for guest of honor, was practicing for guest of honor, so we're bored. So,
Tony Tan or what?
No, la, that was
Lee Hsien Loong. No.
It was in internal army stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, we were chit-chatting with each other. So my friend chit-chat with me. And I chit... So his lips is moving when he chit-chat with me. So I chit-chat with him with my lips closed.
And he got caught.
I don't know, man. I'm not
he was wondering, how come I wasn't caught and he got caught? So I said, I don't know, man.
Oh. But there's no other prank, huh? Like someone is like, everyone's sitting down and then suddenly there's some sound coming from somewhere or something like that.
Nah, I don't do that. No. That was an incidental thing that I didn't realize that was quite useful during that time.
It's your inner self coming out.
Yeah. I'm talking. Okay.
So do you think... you mentioned that you had a mentor, correct?
Yeah.
But what about Victor Hu?
Okay, unfortunately, I did not meet him in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we all know that in Singapore, the legend... as a ventriloquist in Singapore, is actually Victor Koo, and he has been a mainstay for a lot of people, for the older generation, even for the younger ones. Definitely, he has cemented himself as a legend in Singapore. Yeah. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to see him in life, in person, talk to him. Unfortunately, and of course, he passed away about 4 or 5 years ago.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate. Didn't have a chance to talk to him. Definitely left a mark. And right now we have another veteran, which is Patrick himself. So Patrick Wan, and he's still actively performing, very popular in China actually.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think this is one art that I would love to see more Singaporeans and more local artists doing it.
Yeah,
yeah. But there are not many, because we're talking about maybe 4 to 5 ventriloquists in Singapore. That's the
actually,
max.
Actually that's a good thing, you know, because the market is small, the demand is there, and nobody's like, you know, rushing after geeks like you guys.
And you guys are like a cartel, you know, control the price.
No, just monopolizing everything.
Well,
taking every dolls out there.
That is true. No, not really, okay? Actually, a niche is, it works both ways.
Yeah.
Because you are the only few, so you can command the price. But because you're the only few, it means that there's not much choice anyway. Sometimes it works both ways. Because when it comes to events, some of the clients, when they choose, they say, just go with whatever the mainstream is. Mm. So straight away, you get singers, you get magicians, you get jugglers, you get MCs, and that's all.
Yeah.
That's the safest route. But sometimes, when it comes to ventriloquists, they just go like, no, not interested. Because they are just... Because that's why it works both ways. Yeah, because sometimes they think, forget it. Let's go for something that's popular and mainstream.
But it's more of a kids thingy, right?
There are two reasons. Number one, they think it's for kids.
Mm.
Because there are events that told us that, you know, they presented my profile to them and straight away they brushed one side and said, this is for kids. Give me something for adult.
Okay, how about an adult theme ventriloquist?
It's an adult theme. I actually gave them this is meant for adult for corporate shows, but they still brush it aside as kids.
Mm.
So that was an unfortunate thing that... I hope Singapore will realize that it's not a kid's thing. If it is, then Jeff Dunham himself is not performing for kids. You see, Terry Fater is not performing for kids. He's a Vegas performer.
But for adults, does Abing Strip himself... Or you mean a different adult? Okay, sorry.
It's corporate. To make it easy, it's corporate.
I was thinking of a different adult team, you see.
Yeah, you know, huh? Yes. He got excited, I know.
So who choose who? Does Abing choose you or do you choose Abing?
I wasn't chosen. Then I was Nate. Yeah, you're Nate.
Mm. So why Abing? Why this character Abing?
Okay, that time I was thinking, let's have something that really speaks to people. Someone that we can identify with. Something that's very Singaporean. That time I was still thinking of Singapore market. So I decided maybe let's have something, someone that people will see him, people have encountered him, and people would might be like this guy when they were much younger. So I realized maybe Ah Beng would be a nice one because everyone would have encountered one Ah Beng somewhere or another. They only encountered me. No, there are a lot of Ah Beng.
Yep.
There are a lot of copycat.
Seen quite a bit, Ah Beng. Oh, really? You've not been around, eh?
I thought I'm unique. Yeah. No, you're not the only one. Okay.
Will we see an alien?
That's my girlfriend. Yeah, alien is his girlfriend, yeah.
You have an alien or...?
No, it's in my drain. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you create one for me? Yeah, next time. Okay.
And okay, let's just say you finish NS and then you want to do this as a full-time thingy, or were you at a career of something else, like an IT guy you were saying, right?
Yes,
IT.
Yeah.
When do you decide that, okay, to hell with all of that, and it's poles apart, being an IT guy and an entertainer?
Yes, it's actually like from back end to the front end kind of thing. Yeah. I actually started performing as a magician, doing birthday party shows, you know, trying to do up a corporate show. I tried too, but it's not as successful. For some reason, I feel that magic is a technique. While it is a technique, there are other things like showmanship and the way you present. I may not be able to do it that well. So a friend of mine actually said, why don't you just try ventriloquism? So it just came to him as an afterthought. So I realized, okay, so let me just try. And because I had a bit of self-train in the past, and then I just bought one VCR tape. That was the time where it was VCR tape, and it's ventriloquism. So I took it. About 2 weeks later, I came to him and said, okay, this is how. Here's a puppet. Let me try it out. And he was amazed that, hey, actually, I did it quite easily, quite smoothly. Then he said, how about you just pursue your career in ventriloquism? So they said, okay, so I just go for it. And the rest is history.
You see, and the thing is, Joseph, I noticed this. When you're talking, Ah Beng is literally like a person like us who is listening, nodding, looking at you and
giving facial expressions.
Yeah, it's like okay, let's go out character for a while. It's like you and your hand is basically making him come to life while we are asking you a question, and you're making him like a third person.
He's an alien. Stop it. I'm not alien. It's a practice. I realized that I want to make it natural. So my initial training was actually, I actually took out a puppet. I was watching a show, and then I just had the puppet beside me. So I was concentrating on the show. At the same time, I'm also consciously trying to make him alive while talking to him, while engaged in a show, a TV drama series, whatever it is. Yeah. And then I'll try to make it as natural as possible, so much so that when I'm watching the show, I'm engrossed in it. Yeah. This guy is still moving.
That's the thing, man.
A practice when I do it at the beginning. So that it doesn't look like when I'm talking to you, this guy is dead, not moving.
And you can actually coordinate talking to me, concentrating on the question or whatever that you're talking about, and having your chain of thoughts.
Yes.
And while at the same time, Ah Beng is gesturing and things like that.
Yep.
And nodding, looking at you. That's interesting, man.
Yeah, it's the initial practice that I thought to myself, maybe I should do that so that it looks more natural. Yeah.
That's true. We're going to technicalities here.
Is that technical? Yes. Okay, you are talented, brother. Thanks
for
praising me.
How was that road, that path when you first started? How hard was it?
Okay, picking up the technique is... Okay, not to boast, but picking up the technique is quite
easy for me.
You can boast
all you want.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite easy for me. Yeah.
The technique is humble braggers, but you can boast, bro.
For me to pick it up is quite easy. I pick it up in 2 weeks, and then there's a few parts to the whole thing. First is to talk without moving your lips. The other part is actually the puppet manipulation, because every word that comes out must match the movement of the mouth. So things like that. So they have to match. And of course, finally, there's entertainment, which is the jokes and the interaction. How does it... how do we bring out the whole thing? So to be really creative or exact, sometimes ventriloquists are actually comedians. Actually, we are like comedians. It's just that we have one more guy with us. In fact, Jeff Dunham, the one with, as mentioned, he's the one with the Dead Terrorist, who was famous. when he started, he has to call himself a comedian before he get a job in comedy club.
So yeah, you have to come up with your own jokes. You have to... Okay.
Yeah, so I have to come up with my own jokes. And I also have to... I actually resolved myself to say that I would... If I do corporate shows, I want to make it clean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do dirty jokes or political jokes or sexist jokes.
But why
joke.
Not? I mean, let's say Kumar, he does dirty jokes, political jokes.
Yes.
So it's also some corporate settings which...
It is, yeah. It is. There Wait, are two reasons.
Just hold yourself back. Just yes. be safe.
It's actually two reasons because... One first is to set myself apart, different from the rest. It's actually a kind of a USP. I want to do it clean. Mm-hmm. Because if I do it clean, I have a bigger market for both those who want to go crazy, those who want to hire those dirty jokes teller, those who mm-hmm. want to go crazy, and those who are more corporate clean type, or maybe they have families in the corporate event. So for that part, I can touch them. I can go for the market. I can also go for those who are not so clean kind of market. But people like Kumar, most likely he only have this part of market. But of course, he can still go for that because, I mean, Kumar is Kumar. He can do anything he wants.
Yeah, we try to get him also. Yeah. Hey, Kumar, if you're listening, can you please get on our podcast?
Answer the fucking DM, man.
No, I think he's a legend. So he is a different, he's in a different level. So he can do whatever he wants. He can touch even the family market. He has no issue with that.
He can touch anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kumar whoever is, he wants.
Yeah. Kumar is Kumar. So it's very, very different.
But I'm sure Abing here, you know, being an Abing, you have a lot of vulgarities. You scold vulgarities a lot.
No, right, Abing? I never said a single
Come
dirty
on,
joke.
Okay. Look Don't at lie. Look at that setup, man. With the tattoo and the Rolex. And
Abing,
the big
look
chain.
Me in the eye. Don't fucking lie, you know.
Shall we? No.
Okay, don't start. Don't start.
So anyways, how many of... I'm sure there's more to Abing, right? Yeah. There's a few characters that you hold. How many of these... Okay, what do I call it? Again, Muppet or dummy? Which one? Because I don't want to offend Abing.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend you.
No. It's okay. Joseph is the dummy. Stop it. Yeah.
So how many of these... puppets do you have?
I actually have about 30 to 40 of them.
30 to 40?
Yes. He's a real master of puppet, man.
You said my line. I wanted to say that. No, I've been keeping
master.
That. Yeah, go. About 30 to 40 of them.
Uh-huh.
For a few reasons. Some of them are for specific purposes. Initially, I started ventriloquism, doing children parties and children shows just to hone the skills. So I had a number of them which are animals. So I have a horse, a lion, a bird, two birds, things like that. So I started off with them first. And then after that, I also moved to corporate shows. So I still develop Abing. And I have a Master Wong. So yeah. for corporate shows.
You have four main ones, right?
Yes. Yeah. I also have for specific purposes, like I have the God of Fortune and I have the Santa Claus, which is actually meant for a specific purpose. So that one I only use once a year. And we also have the devil. I also have bones, which is a skeleton. I use them specifically for Halloween. But sometimes I use bones for corporate shows because for some reason they like skeleton.
But as Abing gets jealous now when you don't use him.
Oh, he's in my every show. He's a mainstay for all the corporate shows.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. He looks like he looks the plot also. He seems like the kind.
Yeah, without me, he can't get a job.
That's quite true, actually.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Do you custom make all these dummies? I mean, Muppets, sorry.
Whatever you say. Yeah. Abing is custom made. Thank you. Yeah, he's one of a kind in the world. Yeah. Although I look albino. Yes, a bit albino. Yeah. Yeah, he's custom made. A few puppets are custom made, but most of them are bought off the shelf. And sometimes we just dress them up a little bit to look a little different. But most of them are bought off the shelf. About 80% of them are bought off the shelf, actually.
Where do you buy this? Like, let's say if you customize, right? Is it in Singapore or is it somewhere else?
Okay, for Abing, he's actually made in Singapore. We have a brilliant puppet master. He actually creates puppets and he's they are very beautiful. He create mascots and things like that. His name is Frankie. He's actually a well-known puppet maker, mascot maker in Singapore. So I told him my requirements and he created this.
Is it Frankie Fu?
No. CID guy.
No, it's different.
Frankie Fu. Freaking CID, motherfucker.
So anyways, yeah. Frankie, is he a fool? No, just joking. Okay.
What do I want to ask you?
No, I want to ask, so how much does it cost?
That's the thing which I want to ask you, yeah.
I think...
I know he's priceless, but yeah. Before he became priceless, how much does he cost?
He's about 800.
Really?
Yeah.
Your most expensive puppet?
No. You think I'm cheap?
800 excluding the gold chain and the Rolex watch.
Correct. Okay. I'm cheap? Yes. Okay, I'm not expensive than those in Geylang. Stop it.
Oh.
Okay, I done it. Okay. That's enough. Okay.
Let's say Christmas event or Halloween, you gotta make the voice of a ghost or whatever, you know. Do you change your voice?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can you help me sound like Bones? No. Why not? I got no bones. Just sound like Bones.
Yeah, try, Abing. Just try once.
Why spoil me? It's okay. It's a podcast. They can't see you. Okay.
Hi.
Who are you?
Bones.
You're Bones? I'm cold. Yes.
Are you cold? I thought you were mourning for a second.
No.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah.
No. Because I'm Abing.
Yes. You gotta have the bones, then you will realize it will look a bit different. Why does it sound that? Because he's all skeleton.
Cold.
He's cold and he has no body to go with.
I see.
Did he get a joke? I don't know.
Shall we laugh?
Is that okay? the next thing that I want to ask you is, you said that this is a trait which requires quite a bit of training. And you said there's also a shortcut to it.
There is a bit of shortcut because we do have people who wants to learn for a purpose of, for example, parents want to learn because they want to interact with their children, or childcare teachers want to learn just to interact with the kids, with the students, because for some reason, children like to listen to puppet rather than adults. It's a very strange thing. Mm. Yeah. So there are some people who want to learn that. So there is a way to learn, because in ventriloquism, all you need to do is speak without moving your lips. Mm. But there are some letters that it cannot be pronounced. You have to move your lips. For example, the letter B, letter M, letter P. You have to close the lips and pronounce the sound. So B, you know, you have to close your mouth and then you have to push in the lips and B.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So it is impossible to do that. So for ventriloquism, for us in training, we have to do a word substitution. We use the tongue as the lips at the back to pronounce letter B. But that's a lot of training. So
can you just show me for a while?
D. D. Yes, that's enough. Thank you. Yeah. So that was so we had to train that, but not all people can do that. So the best way to train them for as a shortcut is most people can actually speak without moving their lips. So what we do is that we remove words that has difficult letters. So for example, instead of saying bad boy, you say naughty kid. So that remove all the difficult letters. So you can still say without moving your, because everybody can actually talk and speak without moving your lips. It's just the difficult letters that is very common that people find it difficult. So remove those. Actually, almost everyone can speak without moving your lips.
Talib, try Talib.
Bitch.
I thought that's the wrong one. Yeah. So that was what happened at time. So I taught one, and they're actually able to do it. So, but that's the first part, because moving without moving your lips by removing the difficult letters, that's one part. So they have to think and script and be mindful not to saying those things, those letters. But the next part is actually Muppet manipulation, because every sound comes out is one mouth open.
Oh, that's a lot of thing you need.
Yeah,
to,
so there's one mouth open. Yeah, so most people when they're starting, it looks a bit abnormal. When they talk, it looks a bit like most puppets looks retarded when they started.
Mm.
Yeah, so it took them a while to get used to the way it talks. Yeah, like the way I talk right now, so it looks very normal. Yes, but most of them will be like, it looks retarded, but
now,
it looks
now
practiced.
That you mentioned it, it's not as easy as it looks, man.
There's a lot of skills involved and a lot of things going on at one go.
Just like how you play guitar and sing, Ashraf.
Yes.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Play guitar and sing and hitting my leg at and people.
And digging your nose at the same time.
Yeah.
No, but it's... Yeah, it's difficult. You see, the way he actually do that retardation thingy just now, I mean, having that slow-moving thingy, we would probably do something like that without practice. But he's moving like... You know,
I don't think you need practice because you're one already, Talib.
There's a strings to it, man.
Did he do your strings?
No, but... Yeah, the way he moves his mouth and his nodding, and it's all facial expression. Did you study these things or what?
Yes, I studied this. I actually took up a few more videos and courses just to learn various expression and things like that. So there are a few expressions. So I thought I taught the teachers, some of the parents, they say a few expressions. For example, surprise would be this way. You just open the mouth and move forward. Surprise. But opening your mouth and move backward becomes scared.
Phew. Man.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you don't move and open the mouth slowly, he's stunned.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. Or if he looks confused, he just need to tilt his head.
Hey, we should video this shit, man, later on.
What if he's horny? How does the expression look like?
It look like this. Or this.
See, that's better. That's better.
You can move his eyebrows too. Damn, man. This creepy shit. What else can you move? Can you move the hands?
No, I have to move his hand.
Oh, okay.
One mic stand. Thank you all for listening to One Mic Stand. Do follow us on our Facebook and Instagram page. That is ONE_MICSTAND. Also, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts with the same name. And last but not least, to all our groupies, we could not have done it without your support and feedbacks. Fuck yeah.
The eyebrow is actually something that I put in because this is called soft puppet. So for soft puppet, you can't put a lot of things inside. Because there's one, it's called a hard puppet, it's called wooden puppet. As a soft puppet, for soft puppet, it's very light, it's compressible. Don't do that, I'm sorry. And then it can only move the mouth, but it has a lot of head movement. It can do a lot of things like this. But I want to add a bit more expression, so I actually asked the puppet master, are you able to do something like a moving eyebrow on a soft puppet? So he creatively created this. So he put an eyebrow and then he put extra wire inside. While it's not a circular motion, but it is a up and down motion that looks like he's raising his eyebrow.
That's good enough because nobody moves their eyebrow in a circular motion.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a pivoted circular motion, which is actually what the hard puppet is. It's circular. Okay, but this one is more like a lever type. So that's why it still looks like it's moving well. So I mean, it works well. So that gives me an additional expression that I want to do. Like for example, if he's angry, he can go like this.
Oof,
yeah.
Damn.
Or he can look scared. No, so that adds. I can still make it look scared like this, but this will give you additional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This puppet master is smart, man.
Yeah, I'm glad he's able to add the eyebrow.
Have you tried on the hard puppet? Hard puppet, is it?
Yes, the hard puppet.
Hard-on puppet.
We conveniently call it soft and hard puppet. But usually, the hard puppet are usually called dummies. So that was the more technical term. So if you want to be technical, dummies are usually more for the hard puppet. But it depends because some people refer it that way. Some term it that way. I'll just term it that way. I just go along with it. Dummies, the hard puppet, okay, they actually don't have much movement. Actually, the head is fixed. But they have a lever, they have a stick with a lot of levers, And each liver controls different things. So I have one which is Master Wong. He can move his lower jaw, upper lip, and moving his eyes left and right. My Santa Claus is able to move his jaw and able to raise his eyebrow and things like that. So different heart puppet have different levers for different usage. So that is what.
So I wouldn't say that a heart puppet is more difficult to control than a soft puppet. Or both are the same?
No, both are just difficult. The key to the whole thing is in the end, they are just soft and hard puppet. It's the ventriloquist or the puppet master that makes them look alive.
Whenever you say this word, puppet master, I just have a smile on my face. I don't know why. But it's just that, man.
He doesn't grow up. Yeah.
No, what I want to ask you is this. You know those kind of, the one that you spoke about, is that
the string?
One
that is called a marionette.
Marionette.
Marionette. Or just marionette, marionette.
Like the Pied Piper.
Here we go again, Dave Mustaine. So yeah, can you do that?
Nah, I can't. Yeah, that is a different art form already. Marionette. Yes.
Well, that's difficult, man.
Yeah, that is very, very difficult. In fact, the one who did for me, Frankie, he's actually an expert in marionette itself. Oh. Yeah. So he has a lot of that.
Can you find Frankie's works on the YouTube or something like that?
Yeah, I think you can find him online. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he has he is an expert in that. So he can do it.
So during this COVID period that we are currently experiencing, I mean, you can't do live shows. Do you do virtual shows, online shows?
Yes, I... only in phase 3, I'm able to do some virtual shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's only like one in Halloween, one for Christmas. And that's it. Yeah, and maybe 1 to 2 birthday parties. Because they found me online, so they asked me, so okay, I'm just going to do it. I mean, no time.
How's the experience like?
It's very strange, yeah. It's very different. I mean, you're going to talk to the TV. Talk to a few people.
But now everyone can be a ventriloquist. Because everyone's wearing a mask.
Hey, that's true, huh?
That's the idea.
Abing, do you wear a mask outside? Man? Why not?
That's because he sleeps in that.
Shall we report Abing to the... Ministry of whatever you call it.
You can. They will look at you and say, hey, you siao.
So yeah, you're saying yourself. What's the question?
I really asked him the question. Pay attention, Talib.
Okay. Sorry, man.
No, I mean, I was asking him about the experience doing virtual
online. Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, virtual. One thing about virtual shows is that, you know, in my kind of show, you know, we are like comedians. We really live off the laughters of the audience.
Do you think we are comedians, not me and Talib?
Oh, shit.
Let's continue. Yeah, we are. We are like comedians, actually, because we live off the laughters. Yeah, we are like drug addict. Why? The more you laugh, the higher you get. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
So, we do
you feed off the crowd.
Yes, we feed off the crowd. Yeah. So he's a drug addict. Stop it. Yeah. So, the thing is that when you do live virtual shows, there's no audience. There's no live audience. So, it's a bit hard, you know, because there's no laughter. The timing is totally off. Because when they laugh, I can count the timing before I move on to the next joke and they start it. And then, when it's virtual, nobody's laughing except the producers or the cameraman down there who tried the best not to laugh. And it feels very odd because my abi was like, why aren't you laughing, camera guy? Because they're doing their job, they can't laugh anyway. Yeah, so the whole feeling is very different. Yeah, I'm like doing a show in front of nobody's watching, or they're all watching virtually at home, but I can't hear them at all.
Do you think this will be the new norm for you moving forward?
I think it would be unfortunately, I think it could be a new norm right now. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, unfortunately. Yes, because after that, I'm back in the box. Yeah, you're back in the box again. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, so it will be in the box. Hopefully, we'll have more events. But I think we had a chat actually in the events, those group itself. Most likely for us, for in entertainment, most likely, even if you're lucky enough, maybe second half of 2021, then maybe we can get shows back. But we know that phase three is going to be quite long. It's going to be quite long. So we don't expect us to come back to do live shows.
But do you, first half Abing, of the year. Do you and Abing have to be a meter apart once you start doing live shows?
Yeah, we can. Really? Yeah.
You need some long hands, man, if that's the case.
No, no, no. I'll be like dead guy beside him.
Abing, are you going to get vaccinated, Abing?
Are you going to give me a vaccination? No, I don't think you need to be vaccinated. Yeah. You siao ah, do vaccination.
I want to ask you this. If, let's say, the five of you ventriloquists that's remaining in Singapore, when you have a meeting to discuss about this kind of things, do you talk or you let your puppet talk amongst themselves?
That's a good question. Do you even bring your puppets out when you have a discussion?
Actually, you should do that, no? A group of wackos going around. Okay, now we are not going to be discussing this, but we're not going to, these guys front this discussion.
Have you ever done that, Joseph?
Okay, to be exact, right, it's actually the events as in, you know, the MCs and the singers, yeah, the magicians and all this, and a sound guy, all this together as a group. So yeah, inside, including me and Edmund also, so yeah, these people together, so we're discussing off the group itself. So,
for those who doesn't know, sorry. For those who doesn't know, Edmund is a clown.
Yep.
He's been on our podcast before.
Yeah. Professional clown.
Yeah, it's a full-time clown, yes. Yeah. How's Edmund doing right now?
Yeah, I think he's doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah, right? I think same thing like me.
He stopped calling us and giving us gifts already.
Yeah. He sent like booby traps as we walk along. He fall into some shit or something like that.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. Yeah. But we do have a ventriloquist convention, not in Singapore, but in US.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that is the world's biggest ventriloquist convention. When I say big, it's maximum 500 people. So that is big for ventriloquists. So in USA, so I went there. So almost everyone there is a ventriloquist and everyone holds a puppet. So at the hotel lobby, when everybody starts walking around with a puppet and the real guys are not talking to each other, it's the puppet that's talking to each other.
That's the thing,
it,
man.
It is surreal, it's strange, and yet it's fun.
I would love to see that or be there.
Just for the sake of it, yeah, I wouldn't mind, man.
Yeah, it's very... So,
just going bonkers, looking at all these things, going mind-boggling.
Yes, so there are some who are not ventriloquists because they brought their wife, their children there just to check it out. Yeah. So I brought my wife there, so she's also like, yeah, why are you guys like... real guys not talking to each other. Yeah, yeah.
So you brought Abing also?
Yeah, I brought Abing.
He's like an icon, man, from Singapore.
Yeah, but in US, they don't know me. Yeah.
Well, there's always time to intro.
Now
that's
that you right. mentioned your wife, let's say you got an argument with your wife and you don't want to answer her or sick and tired of, you know, arguing with her. Do you take out Abing and ask Abing to talk to her? Argue with her?
No. Yeah.
Hold on, let me bring Abing out and talk to you.
No. You did that once, right? Oh yeah, there was once I just say stop it, talk to the hand. You know, that's the only one I did it. Yeah. So of course I slept outside the room. Okay, just joking. Yeah. I mean once I no longer working as a ventriloquist, I mean I'm back to my normal as whatever I am. Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me ask you this, as an entertainer, because this happens to entertainers. Let's say you're feeling down. No, I'm serious, Ralph. Don't laugh.
Okay.
No, I'm really serious.
Okay.
Okay, let's say you're
pretend.
Just let's say you're feeling down, and then after you have no one to talk to, and then you just want to, like, you know, talk to someone, but not literally someone that you know, like, as in a person. Do you talk to the Muppet while you are in character or something like that? Like, you know, you complain and then after that someone answers you back. Because these things happen.
That's true.
Yep. So,
you done that before?
Yeah, there is a danger of split personality.
Actually, that's quite true, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes it happens. Sometimes I was driving. Because I think it's in me that sometimes, you know, I will have some script that's in my mind. I'm rehearsing or I'm just thinking of new materials. Mm. So my mind is still working. And then my wife is beside me. And then she was like, why are you trying to tell me? I said, no, nothing. But you're moving your lips. Oh, I'm just practicing. Why are you practicing? Oh, I'm just practicing my script and my mind. So my wife was like, oh, so you're talking to yourself. I'm just talking to myself.
Exactly. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so I was talking to myself in my mind over a certain issue which is happening in my mind. And I start talking with my mouth moving, and then I'm talking to myself back without moving my mouth. And it's kind of strange. Yeah, he's dangerous now. He wants to show split.
You know, before you met your wife, how do you tell her that you are doing what you're doing now? How did she accept it?
When we were married, I was an IT guy. Yeah, I was.
So you
I was
keep
working
all
IT.
These things in your closet, like, it's all. It's
I know
all,
she
like,
knows that I was doing shows and things like that. Yeah, and then then one day I told her, I'll be doing magic shows and things like that. And then she says, okay. Then one day I said, I'll be doing ventriloquism.
Yeah.
So she's okay. She's horrified. She's okay. One, absolutely horrified. No, she's okay. All right. Really? Yes. Yeah.
So she's okay with it.
Yeah, she's okay with it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Did she show any interest in doing what you are doing?
Nah, she's not interested. Yeah. It's okay. It's normal. Yeah. It's good to have a serious wife. Yeah.
How do you see it moving forward? Like your shows, you have to have a strategy, right? I mean, the whole bunch of you guys, this whole group of entertainers, what's your plan? Because I know that there are concerts that's going to be held soon. And therefore, there is a chance for you guys to be able to practice your craft.
I think it's one... how do I say it? Because...
Nema, you can ask Abing to say
You think I can think? Yes, you can think. Forget it. Yeah. you see, those that are open are actually arts. Those are in the art form. Those theatre shows, these are artistic. Unfortunately, for magic, even for clowning, even for ventriloquists, we are considered entertainment. They don't see us as an art form. Unlike in US, they are actually considered as an art. So because of that, we are categorized as entertainment. And once we categorize as entertainment, we are like the same as the KTV pubs, karaoke pubs. So all entertainment will be cut off first. So even the performances are coming back. For us, it's most likely virtual shows. But for those who are open for live shows, they are mainly artistic shows. As far as I know, it's artistic shows. It's just to give to them. And they can, because they are all sitting down, all spaced out, theater concept, one spacing. It's very easy for them. So that one will come back. I think I'm glad that they are coming back for that. For us, they don't see us as arts. So they categorize us as entertainment. So we might most likely still be in... will be under category of entertainment. They will come back second half, most likely. We hope they will come back second half 2021.
Are you on a YouTube channel?
Yeah, correct.
Nice. Yeah. And what channel is that? Sure. All right. That's for the why I say this is because the listeners who don't get to see what we see can actually see it on YouTube.
Exactly. Yes. They like me? Yeah, most likely they like you.
I'm sure they will love you, Abing.
Yeah, you see, without me, you're no popular. Yeah, without me, you're nothing. Thank you.
You know, every time when we have podcasts with certain people, I like to put me and Talib in a situation, in a spot. Okay? So the question I want to ask you is, between me and Talib, who will be the master and who will be the puppet?
It's okay, man. You can just
who will be the master, who will be the puppet? Well,
yep,
that is a very interesting question. Yes, he's just dying his time. Come on. Who's the puppet and who's the master?
I'm waiting for an answer.
You just point it out, man.
Well, depends on whose hand there to put inside the deck side. You know, he, this guy, put his hand in my backside.
How does it feel?
Oh, yeah, okay, it feels good.
Mm-hmm. It feels good, eh?
Yeah. Kind of thing, yeah, I know. It's kind of disgusting. Come on, I have to. I know. You like it? No. I enjoy it. Stop it. Yeah, no, it's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I know the answer. I'm the master and Talib is a puppet. Huh?
Yeah, no problem.
I know, no you like to that. Use your hand.
Mm-hmm. Do you organize classes or, you know, do you plan to organize classes for kids, for adults to come and, you know, try their hand or try inserting their hand into a puppet?
We had about 2 to 3 shows in the library where they want to feature some performing arts. So we brought the puppets there. We gave them a background of ventriloquism, how to manipulate and things like that. And we also let them have fun. The kids have fun with playing the puppets and things like that. But and that's usually all. Yeah. But not giving courses and things like that.
Or maybe opening up a school or something.
A school?
You never know.
I have not thought of it actually.
Club.
Yeah.
Okay, that's more like it.
In Singapore, it's quite niche in a sense because there's only 4 to 5 of us. So, we don't really open a club or we don't really have an association that's local because it's too small to open up a club or local. Not even in Asia or Southeast Asia. In fact, the biggest is in US because that's where ventriloquism as an entertainment started from in US. The next biggest is in Brazil,
and
there, where they only got 10 of them.
Haiti, where the voodoo dolls are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the next biggest is in England. I'm sorry. The next biggest is in England. They have their own convention, and also in Brazil, that's like the third biggest. But even if they're as big, the turn up is about 30 to 40 ventriloquists in England.
Well, it's a small community.
It's a very, very small community. That's why even the big ones that we have in US is only like 500 to 600.
For a country that's that big.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you say to somebody that wants to pick up this skill?
Don't stop it. I never say that. You say that? No, I didn't say that. We know you say that. No, come on. Okay. You want to pick it up? I think it's going to be fun. I think you can pick it up. Yeah. A guy playing with dolls. Yeah. Not a good cross tag.
Yeah, I mean, Talib used to play Barbie dolls when he was young.
That's right, man.
While he stopped, this guy still continue. Yes.
Still playing with them now.
Fondling them, you mean?
Stay away from Talib. Well, you can learn because there's a lot of materials online. Jeff Dunham himself, okay, we all know him as the guy with the dead terrorist. Mm-hmm. I mean, he performed in Singapore before. He has a passion to spread ventriloquism to even a layman, to people, to spread as much as possible. He actually has a product, even I have it. It's actually, they have a puppet inside, and that's actually a video course where you can learn. And there's a book that you can learn. So you can either learn visually or you can even learn by reading. And his passion is actually to spread the art of ventriloquism worldwide. So unfortunately, we don't have this product in Singapore. Yeah, but it's really affordable. It's only like $100.
What's your product we mentioned just now? You had something which is going on.
Did you? No. Did something I don't know?
No. I must be talking to myself then.
Told you the castle, darling.
Any last words from you, Abing?
Am I dying? No. Why are you asking last words? No. Before we end the podcast.
Before we end the podcast, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
You know, while talking, I actually have an eye-to-eye contact with Abing.
Yeah.
It's like he's actually a real person sitting there on your lap with your hand up his ass. Talking to me.
Kind of strange, huh?
Yes.
Particularly the mic is covering your face. Yeah, the mic is covering my face actually. That's true. Yeah, and you can only see me. Yes. Last words. Okay, I'm sorry.
Make it quick, Abing. I don't have all day. Come on, man.
Why are you blaming me? Ask Joseph.
I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Well, last one, I think Abing say something. Yeah, I like to come out here. It's a It's a fresh breath. Yeah, you can't breathe or whatever. Yeah, it's breath of new air or something. Yeah, you forgot a thing. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, can't think of that. Yeah, so it's good to come out here, just enjoy you know, talking to people.
For yeah. once, you've not been out for like 6 months now.
Yeah, it's out for, I've not been out for 6 months. Yeah, yeah, it's getting rusty, man. Yeah, getting a bit rusty. So I hope that I will not come back and do more shows and things like that. Yeah. Let's start doing then. Yeah.
Ashraf, after this, I'll poke my hand in your ass, man, and practice.
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
No, you don't.